You've been masturbating without eating your cum for a long time, even though you told me otherwise. I can't stand liars, and so you're going to pay the price. Don't worry, though. You'll still be allowed to come. In fact, you're going to be coming a lot. And yes, you're going to be cleaning up your cum every single time. You're okay with my punishment, because you don't really hate eating cum. You're just really lazy and self-indulgent. You're quite happy to jerk off and eat your cum for mistress. You and I meet for our usual weekly session. You're as excited as always, as if you haven't been cheating and lying all this time. I tie you up and begin stroking your cock. You lay back and beg for mercy, even though you're not in any kind of agony whatsoever. I feel your dick twitch as I'm giving you a hand job, and I know you're close to coming. I loosen my grip so I can hold you on the edge before I finally stop and let you recover. Over and over I stroke you to the edge of orgasm, each time building up the cum in your balls even more. You're beginning to squirm and beg for release. You promise to eat your own cum, if only I will let you orgasm. I promise I'll allow you to orgasm. Just be patient and allow me to get plenty of cum in your balls to feed you. I edge you until I can tell you're at your limit. Okay, dear one, I'm going to let you orgasm now. I stroke faster with a nice, firm grip. You definitely cum, but unfortunately I stop stroking just as your cock begins leaking, oozing, and drooling. You've had a ruined orgasm, and now you have to eat your cum. We'll be having so much fun this month, I exclaim, as I snap on the chastity cage. Oh, this is just to keep you honest. This is Mistress Piper. If you enjoyed this audio, head over to my blog at yournaughtylover.com. Or, if you have to have me now, give me a call at 800-356-6169. I'll talk to you really soon.